This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the National Museum of the American Indian opens tomorrow in Washington, D.C. First, some human rights groups in Russia say the very idea of democracy in that country may now be dead. A final victim in the Chechen terrorist seizure of a school 2 weeks ago that left hundreds of Russian children dead. Following that attack, Russian President Vladimir Putin said again strong measures are needed to deal with the terrorist threat, and he began invoking some that increase his own powers. I spoke earlier with Los Angeles Times correspondent Kim Murphy in Moscow. Kim, you had an article over the weekend in the paper. It said President Putin has undertaken, quote, one of the most sweeping consolidations of presidential power since the fall of communism. That's what the Russians are saying. Why?
Well, when you look at these changes that were made individually, it may not seem like much. It's just when you realize the power that is now in the president's hands that you realize how substantial they really are. Basically, having already won substantial control of the Duma or parliament in elections late last year, Putin has now made it such that even those seats that were held by deputies who ran independently outside of party lists are now going to be brought under party list control and thus under effective control of the Kremlin.
So if you want to run for one of these seats, you first have to get approval from the party. You have to be their person.
Exactly. And in addition to that, governors in all the 89-some regions around Russia, which up until now had run in general elections by popular vote, now will be nominated by the Kremlin again.
Is this something that President Putin has wanted to do all along, and he's using terrorism as an excuse to do it?
What my sources told me is that Putin's top deputies had been urging him to do this for quite some time. It had been under serious consideration as long ago as last May. Putin had not yet made up his mind entirely, but once the Beslan events occurred, that pushed him over the fence.
How does he explain it to the Russian people? How is it that appointing these regional governors rather than allowing them to be elected, how does that help in the fight on terrorism?
You know, that's kind of the question that everybody has had. What does one have to do with the other? In general, his blanket explanation is that at a time like this, when the state is in crisis, when attacks and threats are coming from all fronts, the government itself needs to be stronger.
The people you quote in your article who are with human rights organizations, various committees and things, seem completely dispirited. Is there anything that they can do? Is there a judiciary that they can appeal to or some way to revitalize democracy in Russia?
Well, the problem is that all the potential institutions of democracy have already been foreclosed. The parliament is already completely under the control of the party that is loyal to Putin. The courts are notoriously corrupt and pretty much do exactly what the Kremlin wants them to do. There are no possibilities of even local elections now at this point being completely free. So if you were going to challenge this, what forum is there? There are no checks and balances left.
I think people have had doubts about Russia's commitment to democracy all along, but if your article is correct over the weekend, these developments over the last 10 days, 2 weeks, are really very, very serious for the future of Russia. I wonder where you think things are going to go.
Well, what a lot of people are saying is that, you know, it's very possible to take Putin and his government at their word to say that Putin has a commitment to the idea of democracy, that Russia has committed itself to a European choice, and that it doesn't really make anything, you know, that you have to be worried about or afraid of if Putin accumulates this power. But what people are concerned about is what happens after Putin. You know, the ultra-nationalists have shown stronger and stronger showings in all the recent elections. If Putin were to leave office and a nationalist, for example, a warmonger were to get into power and had the amount of power that's now been accumulated institutionally, then everybody would have something to worry about.
The Los Angeles Times' Kim Murphy in Moscow. Thank you, Kim.
Surely.